Hello, this is Germaine. Welcome to Eternal Good News. In Jerusalem, Mary, the daughter of Eleazar, slew her son, and then roasted him and ate the one half of him, and kept the other half by her concealed. This was reported by Josephus, Wars of the Jews, Book 6, Chapter 3, Section 4. The date was the year 70, during the siege of Jerusalem by the Romans. This had been prophesied in detail hundreds of years before it happened, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 57, the fifth book of Moses. About 3,400 years ago, Moses prophesied that if the people of Israel did not obey the law of God, curses would come upon them. Moses wrote these curses in Deuteronomy chapter 28. In verses 36 and 37, he foretold the Babylonian captivity. Then from verse 49 through verse 68, he foretold the siege of Jerusalem by the Romans and the scattering of the Jews. This happened in A.D. 70. Let us read now Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning at verse 64. Moreover, the Lord will scatter you among all peoples, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. And there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone, which you or your fathers have not known. Among these nations you shall find no rest, and there shall be no resting place for the sole of your foot. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing of eyes, and despair of soul. So your life shall hang in doubt before you, and you shall be in dread night and day, and shall have no assurance of your life. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 64 through 66. Moses wrote that God said he would scatter the Jews among all peoples, from one end of the earth to the other. The fulfillment of this you can see with your own eyes in our time. There are Jews in Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, South America, and North America. Here is evidence that God spoke to Moses. The fulfillment of prophecy in history. God also said to Moses that the Jews would find no rest among the nations and that their lives would hang in doubt. Yes, this has happened for many years in history and is happening right now. Jews have been persecuted in Spain, in France, England, Poland, Russia, and Ukraine. During World War II, Hitler killed about 6 million Jews. All of this is just exactly as Moses wrote by the inspiration of God 3,400 years ago in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. The Jews are being persecuted right now in some nations. This prophecy has been fulfilled in history and is being fulfilled right now, which you can know. This is proof to you that God spoke to Moses, that God exists, and that the Bible is the Word of God. Read the whole chapter of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, for yourself, and then also in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verses 21 through 44. Listen now to Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. Then after the 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off and have nothing. And the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary, and its end will come with a flood. Even to the end there will be a war, and desolations are determined. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. The prophet Daniel lived during the Babylonian captivity, which was from about 606 to about 536 B.C. God also revealed to Daniel that Jerusalem would be destroyed again, after it was rebuilt. Even the temple was to be destroyed again after it was rebuilt. Let's read again now Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. Then after the 62 weeks the Messiah will be cut off and have nothing, and the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. Did you notice that? Messiah was crucified in A.D. 30. The Jewish leaders had crucified their own Messiah. God's wrath fell upon Jerusalem in A.D. 70. Just as Daniel had recorded the prophecy given to him by the angel of God. The Romans came and besieged the city and destroyed the city and the temple. Josephus, the Jewish historian, recorded the details in his book, The Wars of the Jews. 97,000 Jews were taken away to slavery among the nations. 1,100,000 died in the siege. That was recorded by Josephus in Book 6, Chapter 9, Section 3, The Wars of the Jews. Jesus, the Messiah, had also foretold the destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans. Listen to Messiah, as recorded in Luke chapter 21, verses 20 through 24. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then recognize that her desolation is at hand. Because these are days of vengeance, in order that all things which were written may be fulfilled. Woe to those who are with child, and to those who nurse babes in those days, for there will be great distress upon the land, and wrath to this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and will be led captive into all the nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Luke chapter 21, verses 20 through 24. Did you get that? Messiah said that the Jews would be led away captive into all nations. It happened. Jesus said that Jerusalem would be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. It happened. Gentiles had Jerusalem from A.D. 70 until June 7, 1967. Clearly, you can understand these prophecies were fulfilled in history in detail. No mere man could have foretold the future in detail. This shows supernatural knowledge. This is indeed the word of God. God is. God has spoken to us. The Bible is the word of God. Jesus is the Messiah. Will you believe? Isaiah, the prophet of Israel, lived about 700 B.C. Isaiah foretold that God would gather his people Israel a second time during the time of Messiah, the root of Jesse. Let us read now from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 10 through 12. Then it will come about in that day that the nations will resort to the root of Jesse, who will stand as a signal for the peoples, and his resting place will be glorious. Then it will happen on that day that the Lord will again recover the second time, with his hand, the remnant of his people who will remain. From Assyria, Egypt, Pathros, Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he will lift up a standard for the nations, and will assemble the banished ones of Israel, and will gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 10 through 12. Isaiah, by the Spirit of God, foretold that after the nations had turned to Messiah, then God would gather Israel a second time back to the land of Israel. This is being done now in our time. Israel is empirical proof of the existence of God, and that the Bible is the Word of God. Do you understand that? Messiah came to become a king. This was recorded in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, and Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. When he was raised from the dead, he was given all authority in heaven and on earth. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. The kingdom of Messiah was established on the day of Pentecost after his resurrection from the dead. Mark chapter 9, verse 1, and Acts chapters 1 and 2. God raised up Jesus the Messiah from the dead to sit on the throne of David. Acts chapter 2, verses 29 through 32. Christians are in the kingdom of Messiah. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. You need to enter the kingdom of God now. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 5. You can be born again of the water and the Spirit. Then you will be born into the kingdom of God. Are you listening? The good news is that Jesus, the Messiah, died for your sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Jesus the Messiah was raised the third day according to the Scriptures. You can have the forgiveness of your sins in Jesus the Messiah. You need to believe in Jesus, will you? He will be your judge one day on the day of judgment. You'll be judged according to the new covenant. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus the Messiah for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. If you would like a free book on the evidences, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Post Office Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333, Edmond, E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated O-K. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time for Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See, on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh, say. Tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me. Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, death warnings coming, coming for